Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today we will be talking about leadership and the power of saying no. Why do many people have a problem with saying no? Some people may have a problem with saying yes, but we are going to focus on no. Some may not have a problem with saying no. Some people are very outspoken and have no qualms about, hey, no. And no means no. But yet many individuals cannot say no. There are many situations as leaders that we come across every single day with yes and no situations. There are situations that call for examination, that call for dissection, that call for interpretation, that call for deeper analysis, that requires processing and takes time to thoroughly come to a conclusion and to come to a definitive answer. But there are times where situations arise, whether that's within yourself, whether that's within the teams that you lead, making a decision, that a yes or no are the two main options. And yeah, we can analyze this question and go in deeper. That, well, there's this situation, there's that situation, what if this, but this, and we can get into all of that. But let's focus on not the what ifs, not the buts, and we'll get to all of that in a while. But there will be times where there will be additional tasks as a leader that you may need to or want to take on, or that you may need to or want to give to your team. And in response to those additional tasks, do you say yes? Do you say no? Some people may say, well, it depends. How about you're given an opportunity for advancement as a leader? Do you say yes? Do you say no? Some people cannot say no because of that fear of missing out, even though they might not be quite ready for taking that next level. The opportunity is there, but is the timing right? Do you say yes just because? Do you take on that additional task just because you don't want to look bad? Just because you don't want others to think that you're not that leader? You have to look at all of these different situations, scenarios, and know yourself. It comes to knowing thyself. And are you confident in yourself, in your decision to say no to certain things? When it comes to hiring that employee, when it comes to deciding that this employee, this potential candidate, is not a good candidate, when the rest of the team, your business partner, thinks that that person is a good candidate, and yet your so-called spidey senses are telling you no, do you go along with the rest of the team? Do you go along with your business partner and just say yes because you don't want to hurt their feelings, or you're afraid of what they may think or say? When do you say no? When do you stand up for the decision to say no? The word yes and saying yes is important, but that's a whole different focus and topic. You could also look at it this way and say yes to saying no. So how does this whole concept of no tie into leadership? First, look at your personal life. In your day-to-day personal lives, with your family, with your friends, with your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, significant other, interacting with people, at the store, at the library, after school activities, after work activities, at the gym, at the restaurant, wherever it may be, you come in with people, you come in contact with people daily. Of course, unless you're a recluse and live out in the mountaintop in a secluded cabin. And even then, you might come in with the ranger that comes out and visits you. So, when do you say no to all the individuals that you come in contact? When they ask you a question, to be polite and be nice and generous is great. But when are those times that you say no? When do you say no? Why would you say no? Who do you say no to? What triggers you to say no? And how do you say no? Do you say no to your family and friends, whereas at work you wouldn't even think of saying no, even though you might want to say no? Or do you say no at work, but at home you say yes to everybody? Where do you find that balance? And is it consistent with your personal life, your professional life as a leader in saying no? What are the benefits of saying no? So let's look at, when do you say no? If a friend, family member asks a favor of you, do you tell them no? And why would you say no? Is it because you don't have time? In your mind, you're telling yourself, I don't have time for that, so no, I cannot do that favor. If your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend tell you, can you go to the grocery store and pick me up some items? Do you say no because you have a deadline to get to from work, so you're working late? And who do you say no to? Are you saying no to them, but at work, when someone asks you to complete a task that perhaps you know you can't complete because maybe it's out of your scope of practice? Perhaps you have no knowledge of how to accomplish that task. And in setting your priorities, would you be able to even get to that task? Some individuals may tell you, well, I say yes to everything. Well, you're not that individual. Each individual is unique. Each leader is unique. Each leadership legacy is unique. What works for somebody else may not necessarily work for you. And that again goes back to knowing thyself. What triggers you to say no? Is it how that other person asks you the favor or the question or the request or whatever it may be that triggers you to say no? Would you have said yes if they presented the question, the request, in a different way? And when you're saying no to these individuals, how are you saying no? Are you saying no in a demeaning way? Are you saying no in an aggressive way? Are you saying no in an assertive yet respectful way? Are you saying no in a not so sure way? Are you saying no hesitantly? So all these things and all these different views on the word no, when it's in your mind and you're deciding, do I say no? Part of it in saying no comes into who you are, your confidence, your self-awareness, resiliency, all that goes into who you are, your experiences, your past experiences. When you say no, when you have said no to others, their reactions, the repercussions, if any, all these things, positive feedback, negative feedback, all of that weighs into your decision to say no. And so if you were to say yes to every single thing and just took it all on, are you capable of handling it all? These are all these things that you must weigh and think and process. And often this happens rapidly. You're put in that spot where, hey, this needs to get done. Will you do it? You say yes or no. I need you to go to the store. I need you to go to the library. Will you do it? Yes or no. I need you to take out the trash. Will you do it? Yes or no. And I'm merging professional and personal. Do you treat each instance differently? So, excuse me, all these things come into play. Let's look at some of the things that you should say no to. When fear comes into your life, when fear of rejection, when fear of what other people may say, when fear of what family and friends may say because you say no. We have to say no to fear. And I'm not telling you go out and tell every single person, every single thing that is presented to you at work to say, hey, no, 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 no. That's not what I'm saying. You have to process it and think and know yourself, know what the situation is at hand, and weigh all the elements and make a calculated decision as to saying no. And even when you know that the right answer is to say no, that's where a lot of people mess up. That's where a lot of leaders mess up. They know that the right answer is to say no, but there's that shadow of doubt and fear that lingers within your mind palace. But we have to stand up to that fear and say, no, you will not dictate my decision to say no. We also have to say no to failure. We're afraid often that if we say no, then we will be viewed as a failure. We may say no to taking on projects, tasks, and we're afraid that that will cause our leadership to fail. That will cause in our personal lives, if we say no, that it may cause failure in our relationships with whoever it may be. But we have to say no to failure and look failure in the face and say, you will not dictate the decisions I make. We have to also say no to this so-called zombie thinking. And I've talked about a lot of these things in past episodes, not specific to no, but in the categories of fear, failure, zombie thinking. And when I'm talking about zombie thinking, it's that we don't process, we don't think things through, we just go off on a whim. And yes, there are times for going off on a whim and going off the cuff, so to speak, and all these things. But however, we cannot be zombified in our thinking. We have to say no to it and awaken from it and not allow that zombified thinking to dictate our ability to say no. We must also say no to buts. There are tons of buts out there. I'm not talking about literal buts, but I'm talking about the buts that prevent us from making sound decisions. The buts that say, that prevent us from going a certain direction, going a certain route. So we have to learn to say no to buts. We have to learn to say, you but will not dictate my decision and my willingness to say no at times. Because we start thinking about, well, as a leader, I want to be viewed in a certain light. So if I say no, then they will view me differently. So then the buts come into play. If I do say no, then this will happen. But if I do this, then that will happen. But if I go here and decide to say no, then my team will look at me this way, or my boss will look at me this way, or my peers, my family, friends will look at me this way. And buts start creeping in with the thens and the ifs and the what ifs, and all these things become all just one discombobulation. We have to say no to what ifs. When we want to say no, then in our minds that fog starts creeping in into our mind palace. What if my team doesn't like that I say no? What if my boss doesn't like that I say no? What if I get a negative evaluation? What if my spouse, what if my friends get upset at me because I say no? We have to be able to stand up to the what ifs and say, no, you will not dictate the decisions I make. You will not dictate my ability to say no after I've thought it through and weighed the pros, the cons, the consequences, the rewards, the risks, all of these things. We also have to say no to insecurities. Almost everyone has insecurities, and people that say they don't have insecurities, it's not that possibly that they don't have zero, nil insecurities. It's how they leverage it. Just like people that say they are fearless. The fears are there. Fears exist. It's how we process it. It's what we do with it. So the insecurities that you have within you, at whatever level that may be, and whatever area of your life that may be, within your leadership, within your personal life, we have to say no to those insecurities and tell them, no, you will not dictate my ability to say no to certain situations, to say no to certain requests, to say no to certain directions. Because those insecurities will creep in and want to say, hey, I'm not too sure that going this route and saying no will help you in your quest for advancing your leadership legacy. And then doubt, and you become insecure, and all these things. So we have to learn to say no. We also have to say no to idleness. Idleness cannot dictate your desire or your need to say no. Because if we're sitting idle and people are waiting on you to make a decision, say yes, say no, you know the right answer at times is no. But then we're sitting idle and hesitating and procrastinating. We have to learn to say no to idleness. We have to learn to say no to all of these things so that we can therefore make that decision to ultimately say no. So, what are your thoughts in the power of saying no within your personal life and within your leadership? Sometimes a simple no will suffice, but it's getting through all that backstory that leads up to that simply saying no that becomes an issue. And sometimes we create this anxiety, all fear, all this anxiousness within us that leads up to us saying yes. But we know that saying no is the right answer. So as you go out there and you lead your teams, as you go out there in your leadership legacy, as you go down that path, the journey into the land of Oz, as you walk amongst the zombies that are out there, as you walk amongst the stranger things of life, the question will arise: are you willing to say no to certain individuals, to certain tasks, to certain requests, to the things that arise in life? And I know opportunities are out there, and I understand your leadership. You want to take it to that next level. You want to do great things. You want to accomplish much in life. But sometimes, while that opportunity is there, maybe the timing's not right. Maybe you're not at that place where you're ready to take on that opportunity. Opportunities abound and are everywhere. And I know that's a whole different subject about finding opportunities, looking for opportunities, knocking down doors where one door's closed, there's another opportunity. But does it mean that we take on every opportunity? When do you say no to certain opportunities? When do you say no to certain challenges that you turn into opportunities? Yes, we will use that word yes to take on opportunities, to take on challenges. But there is a time and place to say no. And whatever your struggles are within yourself as to the reasons why you cannot say no, That is something that you will have to process and contemplate and work through. So let me know, what are your thoughts on today's podcast in regards to the word no? Do you have problems saying no? Can you say no? Will you say no when that is the correct answer to give? There is value in saying no at times. Remember that. Ultimately, the decision lies within you and you alone. You may say, oh, but they're pressuring me. They're making me. No, no one's making you say yes. The pressure that you're feeling comes from within. Yeah, there's deadlines. Yes, there is things that need to get done and accomplished. But will it be at the cost of you saying yes? Or will you have the wherewithal to say no? You may say, but Noah, it's easier said than done. You don't understand. You're right. I don't understand the situation that you're in, the predicament that you're in. However, you're in that leadership position for a reason. You have acquired skills. You have acquired talents. You have acquired experience that someone saw in you to allow you to be in that position. Or if you're an entrepreneur and you worked your way, grinded and hustled your way to get to that leadership position, you know within you have that experience. And so what got you to where you are now, you will need to build upon that and find new avenues that will get you to the next level. And through all of that, you have to have the ability to say no at times. Because strictly saying yes, in my opinion, will not get you to that next level. There will be times that no is a necessity to get you to that next level. So share your thoughts. Remember, you have value. You matter. No one can take that away from you. No one can take your ability to say no away from you. You have that within you, that power to say no. So follow this podcast, like or dislike, leave comments. They are much appreciated. And share this with others and have a conversation with others about leadership and the power of saying no. So until next time, have a great day.